pictures with them at all times. But that's the choices and the decisions that they made, not us.
While some disciplinary inmates will return to general population, others cannot. These inmates end up next door in the jail's administrative segregation unit, which is considered extended segregation. Though ADSEG inmates have a few more privileges, most are considered too dangerous for general population. One of the jail's most infamous ADSEG inmates is Eric Kelly. Kelly has already spent more than 22 years in prison for convictions including armed robbery, aggravated assault, and making terroristic threats. He is currently charged with possession of cocaine with intent to distribute, to which he has pled not guilty.
I'm that guy your mom and your daddy told you about. You need to stay out of trouble. Don't go to jail. Because you go to jail, you're going to see you're going to meet that guy like me.
Kelly has been housed in ADSEG for more than a year, but his stay in the jail began in general population. He was caught with a broken broom handle, which was considered a potential weapon, and was given 15 days in disciplinary lockdown. After his return to general population, he threw a food tray at an officer and then encouraged other inmates to follow suit.
After that, inmate Kelly was placed on administrative segregation, and he has remained there. According to classification and according to the officers, inmate Kelly is disruptive, and there is almost always a case for violence, whether it's against him or from him. So they have deemed it necessary to keep him in administrative segregation.
You never know what's going to come out of him from day to day. You know, today he'll be a mild, moderate type inmate. The next day he wakes up and he's just in the fight mode.
I've been in over 1,000 fights. It's over 1,000.
Kelly says that his tendencies toward violence were born out of his experiences in prison. Kelly says that his tendencies toward violence were born out of his experiences in prison.
He said, throw to me, I got burned. I had a Mexican little mob right there where I got burned at. With hot baby all. I done been stabbed, I done been cut, you know what I'm saying? All that did just make it more meaner, madder, crazier. It called survival. When they get crazy, you got to get crazier.
Inmates who know Kelly's reputation for violence refer to him by his ominous nickname.
I call him Dark Side. He really do got that dark side in him.
Eric Kelly is known inside and outside the jail.
For what?
Crazy. Being dark side and crazy.
When I get mad, you know, I don't think. You know what I'm saying? I just see black. That's why a lot of them be calling me Dark Side. You know what I'm saying?
If you mess with Kelly, mess with Dark Side, the dark side part gonna come out of me. You might play the game by the rules. When it come to dark side, ain't no rule. Ain't no limit to what he's capable of doing or what he will do.
Best thing not to do is get on his bad side, because he tend to get real ruthless.
Kelly says that dark side is a persona he created after one of his fights in prison.
I beat a guy so bad, I took his blood, you know what I'm saying, and just, I'm gonna fade like this here, you know what I'm saying? And I say, Dark Side! And it went from there, man. It went from there. Dark Side became well known. I was like a living legend. Dark Side respect everybody unless everybody, you know, violate or disrespect Dark Side. That's when Dark Side, you know what I'm saying, get crazy.
Kelly says when others cross him, he will not only hurt them, but humiliate them as well. We warn you, his description is disturbing.
I told disrespect him, you know what I'm saying? I told disrespect him. I might put my foot, kick him in the butt, you know what I'm saying? And when I knock him out, you know what I'm saying? I take my finger out, you know what I'm saying? Put it up the butt, you know what I'm saying? In front of everybody, you know what I'm saying? In front of everybody. Don't mess with me, you know? The reason why I violate him after I get in physical contact with him, because I learned it in prison from a 25-year vet. I seen an old convict, you know, when he knocked the guy out, you know what I'm saying? He took a finger stuck in the booty hole, you know what I'm saying? And that then he said, that man crazy. That man gonna stick a finger in your booty hole, so you ain't gonna kill him, leave him alone, you know? Straight up, and that's how I learned it. That's how I learned it from.
Just be aware of the thumb. If you get on his bad side, he'll disgrace you, he'll slaughter your name. It don't matter what you do, he gonna get you.
I'm not gonna play with nobody. That's why they call me Dark Side. I ain't gonna play with nobody. You know what I'm saying? It's all survival.
coming up.
They say they put me in here for my own safety, yet you surround me around the most dangerous people in the city.
An inmate accused of a high-profile crime gets on the wrong side.